7:52, you're listening to Morning Ireland and Adam Maguire has the business news.
Thanks, Justin. In recent days, we've seen everything from gold and silver to the Dow and the DAX hit record highs. That's despite continued uncertainty about the real value of one of the main drivers of this stock boom, AI, as well as the impact that Donald Trump's economic and political actions may be having. To get a better idea of where we're at and where we might be heading, we're joined in studio by Davy Chief Economist Kevin Timoney. Firstly, Kevin, we have the so-called safe haven assets of gold. Gold and silver at record highs. That's meant to indicate that there's a bit of unease about the direction of the economy and of stocks. At the same time, those stock markets around the world are booming, particularly in the US. What's happening there? What explains that?
Yes, Adam, I think dollar debasement is maybe one thing at play there. So you've seen a lot of move into gold, and gold has been a very popular hedge, I suppose, against the idea that a weaker dollar might be a policy goal of the Trump administration at present. So you talked about the strong stock returns. That's true in dollar denomination, but if you're a European investor in the US stock market last year, you wouldn't have done half as well, obviously, because you're translating that back into a euro that's strengthened against the dollar. So there's been a lot of moving parts in it, but I think fundamentally there's just a lot of unease about some of the rhetoric, maybe, in terms of the US administration and their view on the dollar at present.
Part of that, of course, relates to the US Federal Reserve, and we saw the criminal case being taken against Jerome Powell, the Fed chair. In the next hour, we'll be hearing from Ireland's former central banker, Governor Patrick Honan, about that. But in terms of the market reaction, had they been surprised by that criminal probe?
It was a dramatic development for sure, and I think the Federal Reserve Chair's statement on Sunday is very unusual for them to do that, I suppose, and that kind of speaks to the gravity of the situation with respect to the Federal Reserve and their independence. That's a key cornerstone of financial markets, and you've seen a huge rally around Chair Jerome Powell in the last few days from all manner of sources, all former central bankers, current central bankers, even Republicans in Congress as well. So it's been a dramatic reaction on that front, and maybe that's tempered the market reaction somewhat, because fundamentally there's a lot of water to pass under the bridge before anything concrete happens in terms of criminal charges.
This time last year, we were talking about the threat of US tariffs. That's largely been settled in, not completely, but largely. In terms of the economy now for the year or years ahead, any more certainty about what's to come?
January seems to be a uniquely bad time to be trying to make comment on that, Adam. I think if you think back to January last year, there's a lot of concern around tariffs, as you mentioned, around broader policy instability, maybe, that could have been down the tracks. And what we've seen is that as the year rolls on, the fundamentals start to reassert themselves a bit. So, you know, fundamentally, economic growth has been strong. It's had certain tailwinds behind that. Productivity growth has been strong in plenty of economies. So those are some interesting developments there. But January has been a very choppy time lately with policy uncertainty.
We are almost a year into Trump's second term now. Do we have a clearer picture of what impact his economic policy is having on the US and the world?
We're starting to get a sense of it. I mean, I think what you could describe it as is, you know, jobs growth has been really poor since April, especially. So I think it's running at around 12,000 jobs a month, new additions, that since the Liberation Day tariffs, and the previous average was in around 150,000. So, you know, much slower jobs growth has been coming about. That's probably partly due to labour demand softening with the uncertainty, and it's partly due to labour supply softening as well, due to immigration policies, weaker participation. You know, prices wise, the result yesterday, US CPI wasn't terribly different from expectations, but there's still a lot of uncertainty about the data quality there, owing to the government shutdown. So there's never been a dull moment in this presidency so far when it comes to analysing the economy. Yeah,
very true. Davy, Chief Economist Kevin Timoney, thank you for that. More business news in the next hour. That's all for now.